why isn't Aristotle considered conspiracy? Because everything he was saying was wrong.
Like, dog.
None of what he was saying was right. He was just making shit up.
Listen, I read Plato's Symposium. They were stripping. You know what I mean? Like, as far as speculating about, like, what is real and what isn't, these motherfuckers were acting up in that book. They were like, hey, man, what if people used to be wheels? What if there were four arms and four legs, and then God split them in half and said, hey, go look for the other half? And everybody was like, bars, this nigga just spit in. I'm going to write that down. Yep, there it is. There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me, the podcast where we dive deep, deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories, and we finally work to prove if the legal system were fair, Meek Mill would have never gone to jail for popping a wheelie on that dirt bike, and he instead would have gone to jail for his personality, for being a fucking loser. He's a goddamn dork, and we need to start sending dorks to jail instead of people for small misdemeanors with drugs or truancy charges. Send that corny nigga to prison because of who he is at his core. I'm your host, Langston Kerman, as always. I'm goddamn excited. It's a Black History Month spectacular. It truly is. It's a festival of nigga lights. That's what I like to call it. A birthday of big butts and even bigger contributions to society. And my guests today, you can already hear them. They're fucking great. I've known them for years. They're so funny, so talented. You know them from so many things, from being in movies and television. You know them especially from their Netflix special, Lucas Brothers on Drugs. But most importantly, you know them from their new film, which I love dearly. It's fucking great, and you better see it. It's called Judas and the Black Messiah. It's on HBO Max. You need to go watch that shit. Give it up for Kenny and Keith, the Lucas Bros.
Thank you so much for that introduction.
That was a great intro.
So amazing.
That was great.
That was incredible.
You know, you can't make fun of Meek Mill and then drop the ball on the intro. You gotta nail the whole landing.
I guess starting off with the Meek Mill insult, like that's bold.
The key to this podcast is I like to make enemies up front and then work backwards to restore whatever.
I just watched the video, man, the Meek Mill 6ix9ine video. It seemed, I don't know, it was weird.
It's
very
just
strange video.
It's just two corny niggas pointing at each other and being like, you a snitch. No, you a snitch. And it's like, I don't know, fellas. You can both be snitches. I truly.
You can both be snitches.
There are a lot of snitches, man. They're all over. It's rats
everywhere. That's right. All right. You guys came. And this, you're worried about me burning bridges and saying traumatic things about Meek Mill, but you guys came with a conspiracy theory that I think deals far more in the possibility of burning bridges. You said, my mama told me
the Brandy curse is real.
Tell me more.
I mean, it's so painfully obvious that the circumstances surround, I don't even want to call it a curse. It's more like a hex. Mm. It's like death just surrounds the show, and there's something about Brandy that just, she just carries death with her.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Think, it's I love Moesha. I love Brandy.
Right, of course.
I love her music. Mm-hmm. I love everything about Brandy. I think she's a net positive to the black community. She's a net positive. That saying is just like, it's just so crazy that in one sitcom, so many people have passed away in unusual circumstances.
Very unusual circumstances.
You know what I mean? And this hasn't happened on all sitcoms. Like, it hasn't happened on Family Matters. It hasn't happened on Fresh Prince. It hasn't happened on Webster.
Seinfeld.
Like, this is like a very particular sitcom.
And then, like, how do you assess the damage Ray J has done? Like, maybe not from a
wait a minute
standpoint, but
although I would have to rebut this. Ray J, man, he's a good business person.
I'll give you that. You could be a good business person.
Wait a minute. So you're adding Ray J to the net positive as well? Is he a net positive for the black community?
I can see some people arguing that he hasn't been a net positive. I'm saying that I believe because of his business acumen and because I think that he's had moments in entertainment where he's entertained me. Like, this is one clip of him switching his hat around a bunch of times. And I laugh at it every time.
The glasses clip.
I was about to say, this is the longest way for Keith to be like, hey, I'm not going to lie, I invested in Bunny Eyes glasses, and I'm not going to let y'all talk bad about
it. I'm not anti-Reggie. I don't know where Kenny's going with this, but
I'm not saying Reggie's bad. I'm just saying his contributions to society could be conceived as negative. I mean, like,
you can't just make that statement and not explain. Like, what has he done to make him a net negative?
Well, Kardashians. She's famous as a result of.
But a lot of people like the Kardashians. They made.
I agree. They made billions of dollars.
They entertain the masses. How is that a negative thing? And Kim Kardashian, she's a lawyer now.
And she got some brothers off. She got some brothers off of her. But
one lady out of jail, and then she kind of chilled after that. We ain't heard nothing else about her legal work since.
But she did more than I have. Pretty
That's
much.
Fair.
She's done more than me too.
Anybody out of jail?
I haven't gotten anybody out.
No, frankly, I've been real neutral about getting people out of jail.
Seems like a lot of work.
And I have the resources. I could be doing more.
I went to law school. I know the legal world. I can literally, like, go down to the court and, like, help people. But no, I'm pursuing my dreams. So
sure. You know. Thank you, Kim Kardashian, for all of your good work.
So look, one could argue that, you know, the Kardashian force field has been more negative than positive.
I don't know. I think I disagree.
A cultural critic might be to argue.
I would say we're not going to be able to decide that now, but we should tackle some other elements of what this is. Let us not forget Brandy is who is on the chopping block here, not Ray J.
Central to my point is that Brandy's aura has led to a lot of negativity, including death. All right. And not only that, she was in a car accident herself. Did she kill her? She killed her.
A person was killed.
He might have murdered
her. A person was killed. A person was killed, but it wasn't necessarily Brandy's fault. I did a little digging into this.
Okay.
And so the person hit a car, and then Brandy hit that car. Mm-hmm. And so she didn't cause the accident. The accident already happened. She just didn't slow down. And she made the accident worse. I don't know if we can blame.
Maybe she didn't murder a person, but someone died.
Someone died.
And I think to your earlier point, the idea that death follows her, it follows, is a real issue in Brandy's life, whether intentional, unintentional, hex, curse, whatever you want to call it. This is something people have theorized for years.
Yeah.
It's a theory that has gained relevancy on the internet.
Yes.
And somehow my brother has.
But didn't she play Cinderella?
She did play Cinderella. That's
maybe
right.
Maybe it was some black magic in the situation. You know,
Maybe
she went method, and then maybe she, like,
I don't know, man.
She developed certain techniques.
I don't know, and
it's following her. I don't know what's the cause.
I like where this is going. I'm gonna be honest. Listen, I don't know that I believe what you're saying, Kenny, but I like your energy in it. That you are saying that there's a possibility that she played Cinderella and introduced dark arts into her world in a way that then forced other people in her world to absorb the evil that was introduced
with
those clear slippers, those glass slippers that she put on.
Maybe she really wanted to understand the nature of magic, and she, like, really went to, like, the mountains of some sort of Nordic country, and then she learned how to do some dark arts and unleash this wave of death.
I'll say this. Brandy don't act no more, and maybe it's because she was too goddamn method the first time around.
It's probably coincidental.
That's too much, though. Like, it was her best friend. Mm-hmm. He died in a car accident. Kobe was on the show, and he died in a plane crash. Jesus. And then the comedian lady, Yvette, she died.
Yep.
And then the other dude.
Oh, Yvette died too, right?
Yep.
Yvette died. Bernie Mac was on the show, right?
What's yep. Bernie Mac on the show. Is also connected to it.
Damn.
Right. And then who else? It was
Santana.
Oh, Mark and Santana.
Yep.
That's right. Five people.
It's now five people that are connected to the curse. As
but there's no other sitcom out there like that, right? There's no other sitcom with five people.
No other sitcom.
Not that I know of.
So I read about this shit maybe 3 years ago. I was like, come on, there's no Brandy curse. Like, this is crazy. This is not real. And I wasn't a believer, just like you guys. I did not believe in the Brandy curse. I was very much like, this is coincidence, whatever. And then Kobe died. And then that's when it all changed for me. Yeah. That's when I became a believer. I was like, this Brandy's curse, man.
I don't know, man.
So for years, you're hearing about this, presumably on Twitter or on Instagram, whatever it is. And you're like, no, right. No way. Brandy's she's a net positive for the black community.
Net positive.
I'm not about to put that on her. Right. But then Kobe dies and you're like, hold on, let me review this research a little bit.
I got a little, I was torn over with grief. You know what I mean? And I was like, there has to be an explanation.
Yeah,
like it might be some dark magic that Brandy picked up.
I don't know, man.
When she was training to be Cinderella.
Keith, your rebuttal?
I'm pretty sure it feels like a coincidence. It feels like although it's strange circumstances surrounding all of these deaths, I do feel like it's more coincidence. I'm not convinced that Brandy had anything to do with it. I just don't.
Right. No, I'm not. So Brandy may not have had anything to do with it, in like specifically. I'm just saying the magic that she gathered.
And it's not Brandy, right? It's Moesha. It's not. It's we're Moesha. Not talking about.
Well,
Brandy.
Okay. Now you're introducing an important qualifier in some of this discussion.
Right. It's called the Moesha curse, not the Brandy curse.
Well, that's the important difference. Is that there actually are two theories that exist out in the world. And you guys came to me with and merely quoting you, not necessarily obligating you to this, but the quote said the Brandy curse. And the Brandy curse is much more extensive and far reaching than the Moesha curse, which is limited to these five people who have died since the ending of the show.
But it only feels like a curse if you're talking about the people who are on the show. You know, Brandy's life may be her life. I'm sure she had some good and some bad, but the fact that five people who appeared on the show that they've died, that's what makes it feel like it could
very
be something
mysterious
behind it. It's just like two, and again, it could all just be coincidental, but it just feels, I don't know, it just feels like it's just too coincidental that they were all on this show. I'm not conspiratorial. It's just that you just never know, man. You never know how strange this universe is. You never know, like, maybe there is some deeper explanation as to why all of this is happening.
It could be.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I like that you're saying that.
I'm not even thinking of it as a joke. Like
No. I like that you're saying that because I think you kind of said something, but I want to dig a little further. How conspiratorial do you consider yourself on a daily basis? Like, are you somebody that's constantly looking at shit around you and being like, nah, fuck that. That's the government. This is just life. It is what it is.
I'm of the belief that there's always a deeper meaning to things. Like there's the explanation, there's the thing that we see and we try to explain, and then there's the thing that we can't observe that is probably the likely explanation as to why something has happened.
Right.
So I'm like, we say it's this Moesha curse, but perhaps, I'm just throwing this out there as a philosopher, perhaps there is a deeper meaning as to why all of these people who are connected to this one show died in such mysterious ways.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know some conspiratorial shit, but just like maybe God has an explanation as to why all these people died.
Oh, that it becomes more of a spiritual conversation.
I mean, it depends on how you define God. It can be, like the universe or whatever, nature, however you explain it. Perhaps there is some explanation.
I got you.
Right. No. But I'm also of the opinion that like we can never really see the totality of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we describe something, it's always going to be like described in a manner that's not completely 100% accurate. So it's so easy for the mind to go to conspiracy because it's like if I look at something and I'm not provided a 100% explanation, I'm gonna fill in the blanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So with the Moesha shit, you're like, this is just strange, man. Like, what the fuck's going on? Why are these prominent people dying at such a young age?
Yeah, no one's over 50.
No one's over fucking 50. That's crazy.
I think even to the point that you're making, everybody is sort of having these moments of fear that kick in when these things happen, right? To your point, Kenny, when Kobe dies, you're spiraling. You're sitting there like, what the fuck? This dude who I thought was invincible is now not invincible.
Right. A fucking superhero.
Yeah, he's a superhero. And so if he can die, and I can't explain how superheroes die,
I need
a supervillain or some sort of like magic to be involved to explain away my bad feelings. Right.
Enter the Moesha curse.
Sure.
Yeah. But it's the same shit that goes with like when Kennedy got killed and they're like, oh shit, we got to. It couldn't have just been Lee Harvey Oswald. That's just not plausible. That's ridiculous. It had to be all these other forces. It had to be the CIA and the FBI and the fucking Dallas Mafia.
One bullet would have bounced off his head. He was too strong. Right. He needed six bullets to go from different directions.
Yeah. That's exactly what happens.
Like, but the crazy thing is that you go down these wormholes and you start reading about the Kennedy shit and you're like, all right, well, some of these conspiracies make sense.
Well, that's the scary and the joyous part of conspiracy theory. If I can dig up this nonsense that I do all the time, is that I think it is scary because there are other possibilities in almost everything that we look at. Possibilities to your point, Keith, that like may very well just be something bigger than us that we're never going to be able to understand. But then there's a bunch of stuff that it's
what is Einstein called? The hidden variables.
Yeah.
Right. Was that quantum physics, the hidden variables, where it's like, it's just like some things we just can't explain. And there may be some explanation, but we just, because of our feeble minds, we just can't grasp it. It's just beyond our understanding, beyond our comprehension.
Right.
And I think a lot of that happens with death. I mean, it's one of those things that just seems so inexplicable at times. It just happens and you're just shocked. And then you're just like, you're looking for information to just sort of think, you know, help you cope with loss.
Yeah.
It's strange.
Let me ask you this, and this is a slight turn from where we are right now, but I think it's still on course, is how much do you feel like the speculation around the Brandy curse or the Moesha curse, whatever you want to call it, is an attack, is an unfair thing to Moesha, the producers, the show, whatever it is, or Brandy herself, however you want to place it?
Yeah, you got to think about that shit. It's like, because a lot of times I do shit in a vacuum. I'll tell a joke and be like, fuck it, I don't care about the consequences. But having worked on the film with Judas, I'm like, oh no, people's lives are at stake and yada yada yada.
Yeah.
And residuals. So I'm saying all this in jest. Nevertheless,
no. Hold on, wait a goddamn minute. Don't you think for a second I'm shaming you because I'm having a grand old time and I'm not going to pull back for a moment.
No, but as a comedian, you always have these competing ideologies. It's like, as a comedian, I'm committed to the joke. Mm-hmm. And whatever is funny is funny. But then you have your duty as a human being where you're like, well, the joke might be funny, but. What about like, what if Brandy's daughter sees something like this and she gets all, you know, it's like, so you have to like, you have to.
Mommy, I'm cursed. Mommy, am I cursed?
Right. She's on the internet searching to see if the Norwood curse exists or whatever.
Yeah, man. You know, that's some crazy shit. But then it's like, we're kind of brought into this universe. We don't know how we get here. We don't know why we're here. Mm-hmm. And then all this crazy shit happens and we're left to just like, sit there and try to interpret the madness that we witness. And it's like, why are we at fault for coming up with these crazy conspiracy theories? It's like, it's just a byproduct of being a human being, right?
We try
to make it seem like it's this strange thing, but it's like, it feels like it's a byproduct. It's just in our DNA.
Yeah, you guys, you guys are philosophy dudes, right? Like that literally is what that's for, is making sense of so many of the things that we can't understand. And that's all conspiracy theorists are, is people attempting the same thing, but skipping the books. They're like, yeah, I'm going to do it, but I ain't going to read. What the fuck?
That's very interesting. It's like,
it's pure speculation.
It's unreal.
Pure speculation. They make it seem like it's rigorous logic, but it's like, come on, you're speaking out of your ass, man. You're not even using scientific instruments or tools to get a better understanding of the reality. You're just like, you're literally just coming up with stuff.
No.
It makes sense to you.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Right. I think it's, and you know, you hope that people are responsible enough to at least read and think through what they're saying, sure, right? That sure. Like, right. You know, it's Galileo saying whatever he said about like us not circling. That was his shit, right? That we don't circle.
Yeah, I think so.
the universe doesn't circle Earth, but we circle the sun instead. And then they put him in jail for the shit. But he was at least smart enough to do research to back that theory rather than just being a dude talking crazy on a street corner.
Right. I mean, the scientists, some of them at least, they tend to be way more committed to, you know, evidence and trying to back up whatever claims they make. So I tend to have more faith in them than philosophers or theologians or, you know, folks who can dismiss evidence. And you see a lot of that in conspiratorial thinking. I mean, but what's crazy about conspiracy theories, though, they do try to back it up with some version of support and evidence. Yeah. Just that it always veers to the the illogical.
Right, that's what makes them so dangerous when they do become dangerous, is that and especially nowadays, because science is so accessible in a way that it didn't used to be, it's like, oh, as long as I can find a Google search that supports some of my claim, I can go crazy in a really unfounded idea.
And that's Trump. I mean, that was Trump for you. That was Trump was able to gain the presidency by relying primarily on conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Right. Or that's just basic shit. Yeah. He'd just be like, these niggas is lying. Right. And he wasn't wrong. They were lying. Yeah. But so is he. And so is everybody involved in this thing. Right. But instead, he's just like, nah, you can't trust them niggas over there. And it's like, God damn it.
Yeah, everyone's a lie. And I think Trump did expose just like the hypocrisy of the U.S. and their government and the decisions that they make. It's built on lies. So you know, I think Trump was the, like people say, he wasn't the reason for the problems of America. He was just a byproduct.
Yeah.
So
it's built on lies.
Here's what I would ask, and before we go to break, I'm curious to know what you guys think we do about this. Like, do you think then that we need to be more careful and responsible about conspiracy theory? Are you like, fuck it, enjoy yourself, be free?
I don't think there's anything we can do. Like, I honestly, like, with the internet and with the ease of accessibility, like, it's like wildfire, man.
Once I just see people just dismiss evidence now. Like, you can present somebody with factual, you know, research evidence that, you know, their point is wrong, and people just dismiss it. It's like, when people are just dismissing evidence, there's really nothing you can do, because the only way you can combat conspiracy theories is with the truth. But if people dismiss the truth, then what do you have to combat against a conspiracy theory?
So long as we are unwilling to at least agree what truth is, we are sort of in a losing battle. And to your point, just there's nothing you can do about whatever.
I don't think there's anything. I don't think there's anything you can do.
God damn. This was supposed to be a silly time blaming stuff on Brandon. And y'all niggas wanted to be heavy and thinking shit. I'll never forgive you. We'll be back. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Lucas Brothers, more My Mama Told Me. And we are back.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, we're back here with more Lucas Brothers, more My Mama Told Me. We're still talking about that Brandy curse and whether or not it's real or even unfair or just, I don't know what we're saying. Do you think, here's a question that I have for you. Do you think that she's aware of it?
Okay, let's say if I had my own sitcom and six people I knew died in mysterious circumstances, I would probably say I would be aware of it. I wouldn't say I'm the curse, but I would be aware of it. I would be like, oh, God, that's kind of weird.
You know what's funny about what you're saying is, it, even as I'm thinking about, and you guys work in television, you know this, that like, technically the show was called Moesha and it was starring Brandy, but she didn't own the shit. You know what I mean? Like, there were executive producers that had way more stake in all of this than she did. Sure. Why isn't it blank executive producer curse?
That's true.
Fair.
Well,
fair.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, it's about like the ease of understanding this ridiculous idea that you're putting out to the masses. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that people at least, because you, is it, you want people to click on the whatever you post on the internet, so you want people to click on it. And what's more bold than the Moesha curse? Like, you see that and you're like, I gotta read that. I mean, I love Moesha. How is their curse connected to Moesha? And then you start thinking about all this creepy shit. And I just think that it's like a branding issue. It's like you can't put said executive.
Right.
No one knows the executive. No one's going, no one's intrigued by the executive.
So you're saying in order to increase the popularity of the curse, you have to you have to brand it with branding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially.
You got to put a face to that bad boy. And,
right.
And Brandy was a face. Look,
this was well thought out. Whoever thought about this curse, they were thinking about this deeply. They were thinking about this. This was a Moesha fan. It had to be a fan of Moesha, right? Yeah. It had to be someone who watched the show, knew the characters, and then put it all together. And then they presented it to the masses, and now it's catching on. I mean,
it was either
I want to know the first person who was thinking about
it. It was either a Moesha fan or it was the biggest Brandy hater of all time. Those are the two options for
I'm
what
a
happened.
Ruiner with this one.
I finally got this bitch. I can't wait to release this onto the world.
Prove me wrong. Anyway, you can't prove me wrong.
And once you unleash a curse, man, it's like it becomes a wildfire.
People are
like, I wonder if other cast members are like scared.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, do they think like, am I next?
God damn, if it's Final Destination type shit.
Yeah, right? Maybe. Like if I was on the cast of Moesha and I found out five people just died before 50, like, yeah, absolutely. I would absolutely be terrified.
Yeah.
Say Friends of the People, right? Let's say Rel dies, you die, Kevin's already gone. Like, I'll be like, yeah, this is some fucking creepy shit. Like, and I'm probably next.
But so even worse, if they then went the Lucas Brothers curse, it's like, what the fuck,
you know,
man?
What? I'd be honored. Like, look, you gotta be remembered for something, man. If I gotta be remembered for a curse, I'll take it.
Okay. Hey. Do you want to be remembered that desperately?
No.
To be a curse?
I'm perfectly comfortable with not being remembered at all.
All right, let's get into some of this research. So Moesha ran for 6 seasons, 127 episodes. Very successful 127 show.
Episodes?
127 episodes. Wow. Goddamn, they don't get that
successful.
She
was an EP on it, right? She was definitely an EP.
I'm assuming, like many shows, she probably didn't start off that way, but I bet she got there.
127 episodes.
Yeah, you don't make it that long and stay just a star. You know what I mean? They bump you up.
I'm guessing after season two, she was like, I want $500,000.
I'm trying to get paid off this shit. Yeah. So the curse is something that is said for the Moesha curse specifically, because as I said before, there is a difference between the two options, Brandy versus Moesha. But the Moesha curse is said to have started in 2002 after the show's cancellation, when Merlin Santana, who played Ohagi, he was not a series regular on the show, but was like, you know, occasionally on, I guess, dies. He was murdered, actually shot 6 times while leaving a friend's house in 2002.
He was on a Steve Harvey show.
He was on the Steve Harvey show. He played
talented.
Yeah, he was super talented. He was Bullethead's buddy. I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
How ironic of a title, right? Bullethead?
Well, that was his friend's name. He wasn't Bullethead.
I know, but that's put into the ether. But
he
was the first one to die, right?
He was the first one to die.
You know how he died though, right?
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
It's so fucked up.
You wanna tell the folks?
I think so. A girl that was he was with a friend, like a childhood friend, who also a childhood star or childhood actor. They were coming from an apartment, and then this girl accused one of them of
accused
assaulting
both of them.
She accused both of them of assaulting her, right?
Making a pass at her, and then making her assaulting, but not quite those words. Basically making her uncomfortable by being super sexually forward with her.
Right. And then two dudes who knew her, I think it was it her brother or a cousin, or
it was just some dudes that I think they were like related loosely, but she went to go tell on them to these dudes,
and then they came out and they just started firing into the car.
Yeah,
and they hit him in the head and he died instantly.
Merlin is sitting passenger side in the car. They shoot him in the head, kill him instantly, and then shoot him 5 more times for good measure, I guess. And then his friend drives off. and manages to escape unscathed while Merlin is in the car. They then find a police officer on the street, report it, and all three of the people are later brought in. And then with that, the girl eventually admits that she made the whole thing up.
Made it all up.
Was not, they hadn't done anything to her. They just probably weren't giving her the energy that she wanted, and she decided to turn it into something else.
Yeah, it's brutal. The two dudes got arrested, and then they got one guy got like two life sentences, and the other guy got like 70 something years.
I think one guy, so one guy got two life sentences, which was the 70 something years, and then the other guy is in jail, I think, for like 20 something years.
Okay.
And then the girl was sentenced until she's 25, so she basically spent the last, or 10 years after that, in prison because of her false accusation.
Yeah. Jesus. Brutal story.
So that's number
one.
All,
but they're all brutal. They're all brutal. Every story is just like,
none of them are good. That's number one. Now, number two is Hakeem on the show, Lamont Bentley. Yeah,
very funny guy. Very funny.
Very talented dude.
Honestly, every person who's died, I mean, they're all like exceptionally gifted people.
That's right. So Hakeem actually dies in a car crash. He died in 2004, I believe, 2005, 2005, I think it is, where his car in the crash goes flying off the edge of the San Diego Expressway.
Oh, Cali again.
Yeah. That again, he some sort of version of a car crash. He fucking flies off the edge of an expressway and dies. He's the father of two, so his kids no longer. It's all horrendous. None of this is good.
All right.
So then number three is, and you know, the one that hurts the most, at least for me, Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac dies because he has all these health issues that he never really talks about. And then basically at 50 years old, dies from complications of pneumonia in 2008.
Brutal loss.
Super brutal loss.
I mean, just one of the, if not the funniest, I want to say of all time. I got to say of all time. I think he's one of the funniest comedians of all time. I don't think that's a controversial statement.
I don't want to follow that.
No one's following. Nobody's following Bernie.
I go home.
Not your funniest comedian can't follow Bernie. Maybe Dave Chappelle can follow him, but that's it. There's not a lot of people who can follow Bernie.
I have no way of knowing how I could have followed it, but you know.
I would have just gone home.
What are you doing? Take your ass home.
I know you guys just got an hour of Bernie, but you guys want 10 minutes of the Lucas Brew right after? It won't have the same level of electricity, but.
I assure you, they're not going to pace. So then. Number four, and this is when the curse actually comes to be legend, right? Before this, it just is a bunch of deaths that unfortunately are following this show. But number four is Yvette Wilson, who played Andel on the show, and she died of cervical cancer in 2012 at age 48.
And she was on the Parkers, too.
She was on the Parkers, too, as well as Hakeem. He was also on the Parkers. It was a lot of crossover.
So why is it not a Parkers curse? Why is it?
I was going to bring that up. What about the Friday question. Curse, too?
That's a great question. I started thinking, this is where I went with my theory, is Merlin Santana, if you guys know anything about him, he played everybody's sexy boyfriend in the
90s. Oh, yeah. He was on the Cosby Show.
He was on the Cosby Show. He was on Sister, Sister. He was on all kinds of shit. Why don't we blame Bill Cosby for this death? You know what I mean? Like, why aren't Bill Cosby killed a lot of people on his show? Sammy Davis Jr., Lena Horne, B.B. King. Right. They're all dead because of Cosby, if you ask me. But that's neither here nor there.
If the dark magic started somewhere, it definitely started with
Cosby would make the most sense.
Sure.
He would make the most sense as the final wizard of darkness.
Yeah. Like you get to Moesha, you uncover it. Mm-hmm. But it's like, no, there's a force behind the force.
Yes.
And that force is Bill Cosby.
These are the tree's root spreading actually, deeper than the tree grows up top.
Right. I feel more comfortable blaming Bill Cosby than I do Brandy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't like blaming Brandy. She seems like a, you know, I watched the Versus between her and Monica.
She seems like a nice lady. But Bill Cosby's not a nice lady. He's a mean man.
Oh,
So it's Bill Cosby's curse now.
I figured we would get there. It's Cosby's fault. Everything is Cosby's fault.
So this all happens. And one of the things that I noticed in even the list that I just shared with you guys is that neither Bernie or Merlin were integral parts of the Moesha show, right? They weren't regular cast members. They were just people who showed up a few times in all of this. And that's a weird energy to then put on these guys, much in the way that like Prince was on The New Girl, but we don't blame Zooey Deschanel for having killed him. That's the Jehovah's Witnesses' fault. You know what I mean? They killed him. They wouldn't let him take medicine.
They definitely killed him. That's right.
He was great in New Girl. I just watched it.
Oh, he crushed it.
I watched it for the first time. Prince is a really good actor.
He was a great actor.
He has what I think we all dream of is the ability to just show up already in character. So like everything you're doing is nailing it. You're just in it the whole time.
Yeah, because it was like Prince being Prince, but it's like he also had like solid comedic timing. I'm weird. Like I'm like, is he actually a decent comedian? I'm like, yeah, he was hitting all the beats.
Nah, he was good.
Really? Oh yeah.
Shit, I gotta watch it. Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about it.
It's amazing.
So what I want to now redirect or direct us to is the Brandy curse, which is different than the Moesha curse. And the Brandy curse, Keith, you asked about this earlier. Where did this get born out of? But the closest I can come to the original sort of conception of it is a guy in 2015, a dude named Daryl M. Bell, posted on Twitter a long sort of run of what he believes to be the Brandy curse. He says, Brandy Norwood is a terrible woman and a curse. Let me explain. He came in hot. He came in hot right away. He said, Moesha never went and saved Miles. Never. Referring to her younger brother on the show. Not sure how that makes Brandy a terrible woman, but either way.
So he didn't like the character of Moesha.
He hated Moesha, and he's saying that that also is a reflection of who Brandy is at her core. Then he goes on to say, after Moesha got canceled, Hakeem died in real life by getting hit by multiple cars at once. And Dell died in real life after Moesha got canceled. My nigga Bernie Mac used to be on Moesha too. Coincidence? I think not. Countess Vaughn was on Moesha, and she looked like me now. These are direct quotes. Then he goes, and he's all caps now. Nigga, Merlin Santana was on Moesha too, and he dead now. Brandy is a curse. Then he says, Brandy is the reason that the Kardashians are famous because her brother dated Kim. Then
I don't know if I see that as a net positive, but keep going, sorry. A net negative.
Then he said, Brandy killed a whole ass human and ruined her family's life. Brandy did a song with Mace, and then he had Big Pun on the remix, Let Me Teach Y'all, Man. Then he says, Brandy did a song with Monica, and Monica's next boyfriend killed himself. Then the one after that, C Murder, doing life. Notice the game has sucked because Brandy has been on it. Listen to me, man. Whitney Houston was Brandy's idol. That's all I gotta say. See where she at? Brandy a curse. Then he says, Whitney was Brandy's idol. Whitney's daughter? Man, listen, Brandy a curse. Then he says, Snoop Dogg is Brandy's cousin. And he even caught a murder case. Brandy used to be bandaged by Chris Stokes. And we all know what he did to B2K. Brandy dated Wanye from Boys to Men. He gained weight. And the one dude developed back problems and had to retire. Brandy got six albums. Brandy is six letters. Brandy's eyes are 6 feet apart. Beware of the signs.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, he made my case for me very easily. Like, he really
This guy sounds like he has a personal vendetta against
Brandy. He hates our guts.
Brandy. That was.
Yeah, I feel like the Monica thing, that's not Brandy's fault.
Damn.
Right.
That has nothing to
the
do
boys
with
the men stuff, come on. Why, yeah, he gained weight.
She's saying that the deep voice dude getting back problems is somehow Brandy's curse extending itself.
I think you put too much in, man. It was like the Brandy curse just look.
I didn't get Whitney Houston's Brandy's mentor, but then he says the daughter. Well, I don't get that.
Oh, her daughter was Bobby Christina. Bobby Christina died in the bathtub.
But what does that have to do with?
I think the implication is that by being close to Brandy, Whitney Houston's family has absorbed the curse.
No, I'm sure it was drug addiction and growing up in a traumatic no way. You can't blame Brandy.
Well, and to your earlier point, that's the danger of the internet, right? Is that can post some wild shit like this and people enjoy the game of it more than they care about the humans attached to all of this.
Right. But that's the thing about the internet. It just sort of like, man, it dehumanizes everyone. Everyone becomes this, you're like almost like a, what's the word?
An avatar.
Yeah. You're this digital thing, and people don't see your humanity, so they can say or do anything. They can make up a curse about you. I was just reading about Rick Rowland. I was like, yeah, man, Rick. What's the name? Rick, whatever the damn name is. Like, he has a daughter.
Oh, Rick Roll. Like,
Rick Roll. I was just reading a New York Times article about it, and he's like, he doesn't talk about it anymore because he was like, he got kind of like, I don't know if he got depressed, but it was just like, at first he was happy about it, and then it was just like, that's my identity now. I'm just a meme.
Right. Never gonna give you
a, it's a great meme. But like that dude's like 50 something years old now. He made that song.
That's,
How do you look your kids in the eye when every video is ruined by your not great song? Like it's they're sitting there trying to watch whatever Care Bears on YouTube, and then you pop up and ruin it for them.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking so awful.
Like, jokes are good at first, and then after a while, you're just like, oh, this joke again?
Well,
like,
that's...
So what's that? Well, what's the Office joke?
Not what she said?
Yeah,
that was just, that's I'm what just she like, said. That joke, I can't, like, the joke is just dead to me at this point.
Sure.
I think that happened with Rick Roll. Like, when I first saw it, I was like, man, this is hilarious. One of the funniest jokes. But now when I see it, I'm just like,
I don't laugh as hard.
It's not timeless, but it
still hits me sometimes.
Kenny's like, I ain't even gonna lie. That shit still
slaps. When I saw it trending, but it was remastered, so you can see.
I ain't gonna lie.
It was hilarious. This is the most amazing video ever made. Like, how did they come up with this shit?
It is a beautiful video. I mean, it's the song is cheesy, obviously, but it's like. It's one of those things that's going to outlive all of us.
Well, I think too, and you, this is getting into that philosophy shit again. I think if there was a way that humans could be responsible enough to enjoy the things that are enjoyable, to be able to speculate and make conspiracy theory and accuse people of murder in a silly, harmless way, rather than one that then piles on and becomes these dangerous sort of like attacks forever and always, we would be better off. Like, the Brandy curse is funny on its legs, but it ain't funny if she hears it.
Right, you know what I mean?
It's not funny if her kids find out. Like, exactly. It's just funny if, like, you get to talk some shit. Like, you see all these motherfuckers dead, right? I don't know. Right, she might be cursed. Anyway, let's go ahead and say it.
Yeah, it's like if the joke was, like, localized to a particular place, but it's like with the internet, man, it's just, like, it makes things so ubiquitous that, like, one, like a small joke like that becomes this, it becomes an internet phenomenon. And now people are like, I think the fucking show is cursed.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, that's the dangers of it. It's like, you just sort of, like Brandy is dehumanized now a bit. It's like, she's the reason for all of this trauma and chaos. And it's like,
some people blame her for coping.
Yes.
Some people blame her for Kobe, man.
That's crazy to me. And that's the wild part about it, right? Is that like the curse began to exist post Yvette Wilson, and then it carries all the way to now Kobe, because as long as somebody continues to die, which is what humans always will you get to restore the game. You get to add another chip to the table.
Right. Like, I think people die.
But it's not just that they're dying, it's how they're dying. It's like,
no, I know, it's extraordinary.
Very strange.
But cancer is cancer. People get cancer all the time. That's not the same as how.
Yeah, I mean, taken in isolation, like if Yvette just died of cancer and none of the other guys died, then it would be, it's normal. But the fact that it's that coupled with all this other shit, you just.
Yeah, like, but come on.
And I forgot to mention, when she was dying, she said, it's Brandy's fault. And then she closed her eyes. She said, Brandy did this to me.
And see, now that would clarify everything.
That would be clear evidence.
That's the evidence that I need. Now it just seems like it's just tough to be. It's tough to be black in America. I think that's just I think at the root of it.
Oh, we're gonna blame racism. I'm blaming wizardry and dark magic.
I'm blaming racism.
Hey, a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. Let's just agree it's of those things. Right. I'll share one more piece of research that I gathered. Because of the human element that we're talking about, I did want to look in specifically to the car crash that Brandy, the only real death that Brandy is actually connected to, right? And to your point, Brandy is driving down the expressway. Somebody gets in a car accident.
This is in Cali too, right?
This is in Cali as well.
A lot happening in Cali.
This is also in the largest state in our union. She's driving down the expressway. A car crashes ahead of her. Brandy does not notice it and doesn't stop in time, and subsequently kills a woman, a 38-year-old woman who was in the car. And then
I gotta check on Brandy, man. Like, goddamn.
Well, that's the wild part. Is it actually took a year of investigation for them to clear her name in this, that like, because, and she says, and her lawyers say that it's because the California Highway Patrol basically made a false accusation before police ever showed up to investigate. Wow. So they make a statement saying that Brandy Norwood killed somebody without ever explaining what the fuck happened. And then a year goes of an investigation until they eventually clear her name and say it's not her fault. But by then, all this has circulated. And then on top of that, there's a bunch of civil trials that take place, or a bunch of other charges that come up where the family is suing her for wrongful murder or whatever they thing that they call it legally. Yeah.
Wow.
It's heavy.
I didn't know it was this intricate. I thought that she was responsible for the death, and then the family sued because they couldn't file criminal charges.
Right.
And then there was like a settlement, but I guess it's more intense.
Yeah, well, that's way more intense.
And again, I am not a good enough researcher to know how much of this is one-sided, but certainly her argument is that it was unfair sharing of the information, or sort of a one-sided reflection of what the information was, instead of being honest and being like, yo, it was a fucked up accident and something bad happened.
Right.
So I brought that up. I thought that would be a good closer for this segment.
I think she's cursed. I'm fully convinced. Like, I think it's, I'm sorry.
I love that after all this, Kenny's like, honestly, I'm so.
Maybe humans are cursed, man. Maybe humans are cursed. No. We all experience bad things. Bad things happen to all of us,
man. The things that are happening around Brandy are just like crazy.
Well,
like, yeah, but maybe. But you can say the same thing for a lot of people. It doesn't mean they're cursed.
Well, the speculation continues. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back with more Lucas Bros and more My Mama Told Me. And we are back. I could pay for you. Anything you want, I could do for you, girl. Baby, I could pray for you. Yeah, we're back here with more Lucas Bros. More My Mama Told Me. We're still talking about the Brandy curse, the Moesha curse, everybody, the human curse, as Keith is working so hard to convince us to believe in. It's curses all around. Let's just agree, somebody's cursed, and these people are dying because of it.
Right, totally.
I want to get into a game with you guys. I think we have a fun game. We have two games, actually. This is a rare treat because it's the Black History Month Spectacular, the Festival of Nigga Lights. We're going to play a brand new game, and this is a fun game. A game I'm calling Some Nigga on the Internet Said Something.
It's Kool-Aid. We put this on bitches like you.
Here's what it is. I'm going to introduce to you a conspiracy theory that came from one of our fans. Somebody wrote to me and sent me a conspiracy theory that I would love for you to address. Just tell me your thoughts on it and how much you believe in this conspiracy theory. So, Brandon, from Louisville, Kentucky, my boy Brandon said, Valentine's Day was invented to make people forget about Black History Month. They put that shit right in the middle so white people have something to look forward to and forget Black History Month is happening. Mm. Your thoughts?
Look, the white man, they've done some nefarious shit, you know. I'm not going to put it. I'm not going to say they didn't do it. I don't have evidence to prove that they didn't do it. And if I'm to believe anything, I'm to believe that they're going to do whatever it takes to diminish things that we enjoy. So I'm inclined to believe it.
Okay.
Yeah. At first I was like, ridiculous. But now I'm like, no. They're capable of shit like that. They've done a lot worse.
I love that you are like, Brandy curse, real. Valentine's Day being a distraction from Black History Month, ridiculous. I couldn't possibly believe that. Meanwhile, Moesha, she's a murderer.
Because there's, of black there's magic. More concrete evidence for that, man.
Okay, that was fun. Brandon, I hope you feel satisfied. It seems that your conspiracy theory is true, and this is a big distraction.
Very plausible. Very plausible.
I think there's a real possibility white people don't know how to fuck during Black History Month unless there's a day to designate it, that they're just that's soft hilarious. And dry until Valentine's Day comes around to distract them. All right, we have one more game that I want to play with you guys, and this is a real fun game that we play all the time on the podcast. It's a game called White Lies.
Ugly, you are disgusting. I'm going to kill you. Give me $200.
White Lies. It's a fun game where I am going to introduce to you all a very traditional white conspiracy theory, one that is widely supported in the white community. And what I would love for you to do is tell me why you think white people believe in this shit. What do you think these sneaky motherfuckers are up to?
Okay.
All right, here. This is a fun one. Apparently, there are some people who argue that dinosaurs helped build the pyramids. Have you heard that before?
I've never heard that one before.
Great.
I've never heard this one.
So apparently, there's these people, a pastor named Vince Fenech, told Malta Today in 2007 that dinosaurs are actually mentioned in the Book of Job, and they were used to help build the pyramids. And then other people basically used that as a way to track a Ukrainian pyramid that they say dates back to the Jurassic period. So now people are saying dinosaurs built the pyramid. My question for you is, what do you think white people are up to with this conspiracy theory?
Well, this is obvious.
Uh-oh.
You know, the cradle of civilization is Egypt, which is Africa. And so they want to discredit Africa by postulating this absurd theory that dinosaurs somehow helped to build. It is the most absurd thing I've ever
heard. It's not the minds of Egyptians. You know, it's not the strong mathematical skills of the Egyptians, the fucking dinosaurs.
Yeah.
You know, it's to diminish our contributions to civilization.
My favorite part of that, and I think you guys are right on the money with this, my favorite part of it is it's coming from a pastor who, by all accounts, religious people have denied the existence of dinosaurs
forever.
But he was like, I don't know, I can't give credit to any black or brown people, so dinosaurs. had to be some big ass lizards. Couldn't possibly be Kareem couldn't have done that.
It couldn't be math and science.
This nigga Kareem don't know no math. It dinosaurs. They had to push those big ass rocks. Well, guys, we did it. We nailed it. You nailed the episode. This was so much fun. I'm so happy you did this. Could you tell the people where they can find you, what cool shit you have going on?
Yes. So we're at the Lucas Bros on Twitter.
Yes. Right.
Or is it Instagram?
At the Lucas Bros. Right. Twitter, Instagram. We have a movie out right now, Judas and the Black Messiah. Go watch that. It's in edit. HBO Max or theaters.
Please go watch the film. I love it so much. It's been nominated for a WGA award for Best Original Screenplay. And it's beautiful. I love it so much. It moved me. It deserves all the awards. And y'all need to go see it and make sure that these two are fucking awarded, gifted all the treasures that they deserve for this very beautiful film. And as always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman, and please like and subscribe, say nice things or mean things about the podcast. I don't give a fuck. Just say something. And all right. Bye, bitch.